thank God, mas closer. Ayan. Mas maganda yata yung setup ngayon. In fact, parang may mga naaalala ko sa ganitong setup eh. Parang nasa classroom lang tayo eh. No? Tapos, seeing these students, parang balik lang kami dati sa St. Stephen's High School. Okay? Anyway, sino mga high schoolers pa dito? Who are high schoolers pa? Thank you. Okay, sige. Si Ibiza nag-raise ng hand. Naalala ko, ilang taon na ba ako nang galing ng St. Stephen's? But high school pa siya? Okay. Sige, so we will be pursuing with our next topic. Ano? This time, the title is A Meaningful Life. Yesterday, we talked about prioritizing God. And now we'll be talking about how you can find meaning in your lives. How we can be sure that our lives have meaning. And we're still going to study a part of the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. I was warned, ano, na dito daw sa mga ganitong setup sa classrooms. In fact, hindi naman kailangan na rin akong i-warn. Alam ko, pagka ganitong setup, talagang medyo madaling makaantok. Tama ba? Sino ang hindi pa nakaranas antukin sa class? Nako, delikado to. Lahat pala dito nakaranas ng antukin sa class, ano? O sino hindi pa nakaranas na matulog sa class? Inaantok ka pero you've been fighting so hard. Talagang bumibigay kahit paano gawin eh. No? I remember I was teaching in college. I don't know ano, pero mga nursing students sila eh. I was teaching there. Nagtataka naman ako, parang they look so attentive. Nakatingin naman sa yung ganyan eh. Kaya lang ang napansin ko lang, kahit pumunta ako sa kaliwa, nandun pa rin nakatingin. Pumunta ako sa kanan, sa gitna pa rin nakatingin. And one thing that I've noticed, hindi kumukurap yung mata. So what happens? Kaya nyo ba yun? Meron ba ditong kaya yung ganon? Natutulog ng dilat ang mata. Akala mo gising nakatingin na ganon, yung pala tulog na kaya hindi gumagalaw yung kanyang ulo. Kasi mata lang niya nakadilat pero tulog pala. Okay. So I would suggest prepare your notes para hindi tayo masyadong madaling antukin. And later on pag nakikita kong mga hindi na kumukurap ang mata ng iba sa inyo, and we'll do some exercises, okay? To be sure lang na we'll be ready. Ayan. So Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verses 13 and 14. Some questions that I would like to ask you with first. By the way, ito yung verse ano. Sige, read natin all together, beginning with Ecclesiastes. Ready? Go. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Now all has been heard. Okay, palagay ko, alam niyo to lahat, ano? That God will bring into judgment every deed that we do, including yung mga hidden things. Sometimes we think na kapag ka secret lang, ako lang yung may alam, maybe nobody knows. But actually, it's not true that really nobody knows, because maybe no person knows, no people, nobody from the human race knows, but God will know. So definitely, He will bring into account all the things that we are doing. Yan. Question: what or who gives meaning to your life? Have you seen yung commercial ng, I don't know if it's Nescafe, yung para kanino ka ba bumabangon? Alala nyo ba yon? Para kanino ka ba bumabangon? Kayo, let me ask you this: para kanino ba kayo bumabangon? When you wake up one morning or every morning, you rise up, you prepare yourself for what? Maybe most of the time, kasi kailangan pumasok sa school. Tama? Yung mga working na siguro, kasi kailangan mag-work. Pero on the deeper side, you go to school for what? You go to work for what? For whom or for what really are you doing those things? Para saan ba? Naisip niyo ba yan? Or maybe it's just routinary, kasi kailangan lang itong gawin eh. Kasi naka-enroll ako, so kailangan kong pumasok. Kasi nag-work ako, kaya kailangan kong pumasok. Or para kanino talaga? If you have no work and you are not a student, babangon ka pa ba? Para kanino ka ba bumabangon? So what gives meaning to your life? Yan. So some of the things na we'll discuss this morning. Okay. Somebody says, wait ah. Pakibalik mo na lang. Thank you. One more. Yan. Socrates said, an unexamined life is not worth living. An unexamined life is not worth living. O kayo, have you been examining your life? Have you been evaluating the things that you are doing? The purposes that you have? Or for now, wala pa? O siguro, to some of you, baka nga talaga wala pa. Pero you will come to that point also na kailangan mo nang isipin. Diyan na lang. Pwede rin dito. Okay. Next, insignificant mortals who are as leaves are and now flourish and grow warm with life and feed on what the ground gives but then again fade away and are dead. Payag ba kayo na yung life natin parang ganyan lang? Parang leaves lang. Maganda pagka tinitingnan mo ngayon. Look at the leaves there. Diba? Parang full of life. Pero dadating yung time, magiging brown na yan. Babagsak, it will fade. Wala na. Tapos na siya doon. Would you want to have that kind of life? You just were born here in this world. You lived for maybe 50, 60, or 70 years. And nobody remembers after that. Would you like that kind of life? Or not? You're not even good for anything. You're not even worth anything. Palagay ko hindi natin gusto yung ganyang kind ng life. And the best way is to really examine what kind of life we are living. When I consider the short duration of my life, swallowed up in the eternity that lies before and after it, when I consider the little space I feel and I see, engulfed in the infinite immensity of spaces of which I am ignorant and which know me not, I rest frightened and astonished, for there is no reason why I should be here rather than there. Why now rather than then? Who has put me here? By whose order and direction have this place and time have been ascribed to me? Pascal yan. May purpose nga ba ako dito? Ano nga bang dahilan ba't nandito ako ngayon? Bakit wala ako doon? To some of you, bakit nga ba wala kayo kung saan ninyo gusto sanang pumunta for this week? Bakit nandito kayo ngayon? And let me tell you this. Sabi niya, by whose order or direction? If I may suggest and I may say, you are here because God allowed you to be here at this point. He has better things for you in store here than anywhere else. Kaya nandito kayo ngayon. And I pray, and it is my hope, that before leaving this place, you will find that purpose. You will see what really the meaning of your life is. Okay? Ay, masyado nang malalalim tong mga to. Baka antokin na tayo masyado nito. Isa lang naman ibig sabihin yan. No? Bakit ba ako nandito sa mundong to? Nabubuhay ako rito rather than hindi. O, minsan nagtataka ba kayo? Bakit nga ba kayo nag-exist? Pwede namang hindi. Bakit ba kayo nag-exist? Would you believe that there is really a purpose for everyone? You believe so? Oo, totoo yun. Minsan yung iba, parang hindi mo maisip kung ano nga ba purpose ng buhay nitong taong to. No, minsan ang iba doon, ang purpose mangulit lang. Yung iba ang purpose mangasar lang. No, itong taong to parang pang-aasar lang ang dahilan ng nabubuhay itong tao. Pero may purpose lahat. May purpose lahat. There's one thing that I noticed when I was discussing things. I was teaching philosophy in college. And students were asking, "Sir, you are the first professor that we had in this philosophy, you know?" Siyempre, Philo 1, 2, 3, and so forth. First professor that we had in philosophy who taught that there is God. Sabi ko, really? Yes, sir. You're the very first one who taught us that there is God. Even the book that we used there teaches that concepts like God are concepts like unicorn, like Santa Claus, like mermaids. What do we have there? Imaginary concepts. Made up. It's like God was equated with concepts that are made up by men. Sabi ko, no. There are some reasons why you can believe in God. And I told them, have you seen things like this? Look at that. Plants. The heat of the sun. The rays of the sun. the wind that we have, even the things that are happening to your body. Look at the composition of this world. Parang everything falls into place. Parang may dahilan bakit nandun sila. You breathe oxygen. You need it, right? And out of the 9 planets, or maybe 8, and it became 9 again, and then it became 8 again. No, I don't know what really is happening there. Pero look at that. No, out of those planets that we have in the solar system, ilan lang ba yung may capable na mag-sustain ng life? Only one. And you know what? Your Earth, or the Earth that we are living, is actually placed perfectly in its orbit. You move it a little closer to the sun, we're toast. You move it a little farther from the sun, everything becomes ice. You are perfectly placed in your orbit, the Earth at least, where you are living. And everything on Earth, the oxygen that you breathe, imagine that, ano? Kung walang plants, saan tayo kukuha ng oxygen? And you know what? Kung wala kayong inilalabas, saan naman kukuha ng carbon dioxide ang mga plants? Ang galing nung balance na ginawa ni God. Sabi ko, you think that's just for accident? You think nangyari lang yun by chance? Those are just examples. Pero what I am saying is parang laging may purpose at may reason. And what I am saying now is you, being in this world, have a purpose. Yung life ninyo meron. Hindi yan aksidente lang. Okay? And here is one teacher, a very good philosopher. His name is Solomon, actually. The one that wrote Ecclesiastes, as I have said yesterday. And this is what he found. What do we know about Solomon? The wisest man. What else? The richest man. What else? The most playboy man. Tama. He has 700 wives and 300 concubines. 1,000 in all. And he is the richest. All the richest of this world. Pwede nga sa kanya na. And he is the wisest. Even queens and rulers of other countries, other nations, go to him to ask for advice. And this is what he found in life. Look at that. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Everything in this world, according to him, has no meaning. He may have acquired everything in this world, pero sabi niya, wala pa ring meaning. He may have enjoyed everything that you would have wanted to enjoy in this world, and sabi niya, wala pa ring meaning. And what is he telling us now? He's telling us, young people as you are, he's telling you now, you may have everything that you would want in this world, but you will find no meaning in them unless what? Unless God is in your life. Because God is the only one who gives meaning to our lives. There will always be that vacuum in your life, in your heart, so big that only God can fill. You will look for everywhere to find answer, to find fulfillment. Pero you can only fill that with God. God can only be the one to fill it. Okay, sige, ito yung verse na binasa natin kanina. So let's move on. Here are things that I discovered about a meaningful life. Number one, our lives are designed with meaning. If you are still thinking, what is my life for? Now let me tell you this. Your life was designed by God with meaning, with purpose. Don't ever think that I'm just here to exist. You're here to live. You were born to live, not just to exist. So you have meaning in your life. You have to find it. Number two, our lives will have meaning only if we have fear of God. Yan. Without the fear of God, everyone does what he wants. Tama? Sometimes kahit nga may fear na kay God, ginagawa pa rin natin yung gusto natin kahit ayaw niya. Pero the only way that we can be sure that we are doing what God wants is if we have that fear of Him. The fear, not really fear na yung parang frightening. Yung parang nakakita ka ng ghost. Hindi yung ganong klaseng fear, ano? Yung fear na reverent, respectful. Yung bang pag nandyan siya, I won't do this because I know God is, God sees me. Things like that. That's the kind of fear that I'm talking about. And thirdly, our lives will have meaning if we keep His commandments. Our lives will have meaning if we keep His commandments. How many commandments do we have from God? How many? How many commandments? Ilan, ilan? I heard something. 10. Very good. The Old Testament says 10 commandments. And you know what? During the time of Jesus Christ, hindi na lang 10 commandments yun. Kasi dun sa Exodus, when the Israelites were brought by God out of Egypt, diba, it was given in Mount Sinai. O, katatapos lang ng Holy Week, siguro napanood nyo ulit yan, diba? Mount Sinai, the 10 commandments were given. Okay? And we know na, of course, they stayed in the wilderness for 40 years. So yung old generation, namatay na lahat doon, si Joshua tsaka si Caleb na lang natira. And then the new generations, those who were born in the wilderness, they are the ones who entered the promised land. That's why in Deuteronomy chapter 5, the 10 commandments were given again. Kasi new generation na eh. Kailangan nilang malaman ulit the 10 commandments. And then dinagdagan ng dinagdagan, dumami na dumami. Pero let's stay with the 10 commandments na lang. For example, sino sa inyo yung magsasabing, "Sir, I have not broken any one of the 10 commandments." O, ano-ano ba yung mga 10 commandments? You remember? You will have no other gods for me. Ano pa? Honor your father and mother. O sige, kalimutan na natin yung ibang commandments. Yung honor your father and mother na lang. Biglang nangiti. Pastor, ang bigat naman. Oh, hindi, hindi, sige, sige. What else? Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not, what? Covet thy neighbor's wife. Thou shalt not, ha? Huh? Commit adultery. Ano pa? Oh, you have to keep the Sabbath or remember the Sabbath. Okay. So let's just talk about them for a while. Thou shalt not kill or murder. Sino ang hindi nakakagawa pa ng kahit na isang pag-break ng commandments? Kahit na isa lang. Palagay ko, wala naman dito nag-commit ng thou shalt not murder. Ano? Wala pang nakabreak nun. Sa games lang. Okay, sige. O yung thou shalt not steal. Sa basketball lang. O tsaka sa games. O sige. Ano pa? Pero sasabihin ko sa inyo, parang napaka-serious ng 10 commandments. Ano? Maybe you would think, wala namang pastor magbe-break niyan. Eh kami nga, wala pa kaming wife eh. Paano kami magko-commit ng adultery? Tama naman. Tama, nakaka-break niyan, pastor. Sa inyo, siguro. Pero yung thou shalt honor your father and mother, baka doon medyo nagkakaproblema na tayo ng konti. Am I right? Meron na, no? I know. I'm a chaplain of a school. I've been a CBE teacher. I'm teaching high 4 and grade 6 even up to now. And I know what it means, no? Yung pag-break ng honor your father and mother, medyo mahirap talaga gawin yung part na yon. Pero we teach that. Now, what am I saying? If we miss just one, if we break just one out of the 10 commandments, you know what happens? Does that make us good in God's eyes? Ilan ang passing grade usually kapag ka nagtitake kayo ng exam? Pagka 10 points? 7? 7 or 6. Yung iba, medyo lenient. 5 lang, pwede na, no? Pero usually 6 or 7. Well, let's just say 6 or 7. Pastor, sa school, 6 out of 10 is passing. 7 out of 10 is passing. And I tell you this, 9 out of 10 for God is not even passing. Yung 10 commandments, you follow the 9, you disobey 1, you get 9 out of 10, what happens? You sin and you become a sinner in God's eyes. You're not perfect anymore. In God's standard, it's not acceptable. So what do you mean by this, pastor? It means we really cannot obey the 10 commandments of God. Now let me tell you this pa. Sa New Testament, sabi ni Jesus Christ, mas pinahirap pa yung 10 commandments. Bakit? Kahit daw you haven't killed anyone, but in your mind, you have thought of killing another person, even if you have not done that actually, what happens? You've already did it. Ang hirap na nun, pastor. Imagine, naisip mo lang na mag-steal kahit hindi mo na-actualize, nag-steal ka na. naisip mo lang parang something lustful against, maybe if you're a man against a woman, if you're a woman with a man. Naisip mo pa lang, hindi mo pa na-actualize kung ano man yung gusto mong gawin. You've did it already in God's eyes. So what happens in the New Testament? It becomes harder. Following the Ten Commandments becomes harder now. And why is it so? Because now, even if you haven't did it actually, but you have just thought of it, nagawa mo na rin. Pastor, mas lalong mahirap na ngayon yan. Ayoko mang sumagot sa mother ko, hindi ko nga ginawa yung sumagot, pero sa mind ko, sinasagot ko na siya. Pareho na. See? Now what happens? Mas lalo na tayong hindi magiging acceptable kay God. And that is why there is a solution. If in our own capabilities, if in our own strength or our own selves, we cannot really keep up to the commandments of God, keep up to God's standards, then that is the reason why God Himself made the way or paved the way for us to be able to come to Him. Hindi man natin marating yung standard niya. Remember Romans 3:23? What is said there? For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Does that mean me only? No, everyone. So wala talagang makakarating sa standard ni God, makakamit up. And because of that, no one will reach God. The only way that we can reach God is John 14:6. What John 14:6 says. What does John 14:6 say? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. So the only way that we can come to God now is actually through Jesus Christ. Not through the good things that we do, because all those good things that we do, they don't really reach up to the standard that God has set. Kaya kailangan natin si Jesus Christ. And now, here is where Jesus Christ comes in. Let us all read together. John 10 verse 10. Ready? Go. Okay. The thief thou only comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. And Jesus Christ came so that we will have life to the full. Alam niyo yung thief na minimension dito. Kasi ang example na ginagamit ni Jesus Christ, yung shepherds and sheep. Are you familiar with that? Diba? Yung shepherds and sheep, of course, yung shepherd, you know how dedicated a shepherd is for the sheep? Sa style ng mga Jewish setup before in the Middle East, no? Pag sinabi mong shepherd with sheep, dadalhin ng shepherd yung kanyang sheep sa isang place na may makakain sila, may maiinom. And then, pagkagabi na at night time, he will bring them to a place secured. Yung place na paikot, and then there's only one door. Isang pasukan, isang labasan. And you know who stays in that door? Yung shepherd. Kasi pagpasok ng sheep, para wala nang makakalabas, kaya nandun siya sa door nakaharang. And no one also, nothing else, enters. Wala nang papasok. Kasi kapag hindi niya haharangan yon, the what? The wolves, what else? Other animals will come in to take advantage. Kaya nandun siya nakaharang. And now, ang sinasabi dito, the thief will come. And they come to destroy, to steal, to kill. But Jesus Christ said, I am the good shepherd, and I am here, and I have come to give you life and have it to the full. Jesus Christ wants the sheep to have a full life, a meaningful life. Jesus Christ wants you and me to have that meaningful life, to have abundant life. Here are some evaluations that I had for the life. We can strive hard in this world, but we cannot experience fullness in life if we don't have God. You can strive hard. Trabaho ng trabaho, nagsisikap ng gusto, everything you do. You can do that, but you cannot have fullness in life unless God is in your life. Secondly, we may have everything in this world, but there will always be something lacking in our life if God is not in it. So I have said, siguro, what do you say? What kinds of people would you say are the ones who have everything? What kinds of people would you say are the ones who have everything? Maybe the rich. Right? you would think maybe yung mga rich people, they have everything already, they experience everything already, they want to go to this place, pwede. They want to go to that place, pwede. They want to buy this, pwede. They want to experience that, pwede. But you know what? Even though they have experienced everything, bakit may mga quote-unquote rich people who would commit suicide? Bakit may mga rich people who would live riches to live a normal life? Bakit may ganun? Because meron pa rin silang hinahanap. Am I right? Parang may kulang. Parang may lacking. Ito nga nakakatawa eh. You look at this. Yung mga nakatira sa provinces, they would want to go to city, to Manila. Right? Yun lang pangarap nila, makarating lang ako ng Manila, masaya na ako. People from the provinces. And now, people from the city, from Manila, would do everything, payagan lang ng boss nila, makapagbakasyon para makapunta saan? Sa province. Because hindi mo talaga maintindihan ang isip ng mga tao. Ano? Bakit ganon? Why is it so? Because there are things that you have that still don't make you happy. Parang may kulang pa rin. And there are things that other people have na parang gusto mo rin. You know yung mga kids nga, dun sa dalawa naming kids, ito yung napansin ko, ano? Kahit boy and girl yon, you buy one toy for the eldest, halimbawa yung eldest ko si Jed, I buy him a toy. And then all of a sudden, si Chloe gusto niya rin maglaro nung toy ng kuya niya. You buy, before, ginawa na namin dati, binabay namin sila ng parehong toys. Pero sabi ko, dapat iba na. For boys na yung kay Jed, for girls na yung kay Chloe. So I will buy mermaid or dolls for Chloe. Ba makikita mo si Jed, nakikilaro din ng mermaid. Sabi ko, Jed? You know what you're holding? Oh, daddy, nothing. Bigla niyang itat. Kasi nag-enjoy din siguro siya makipaglaro sa sister. Enjoy sila. Tapos, Jed, what are you holding? Daddy, nothing. Sabi ko, you don't play that. You can only appreciate, but you don't play it anymore. Kasi baka mamay, masanay ka naglalaro ng mermaid at saka Barbie dolls eh. No? So, eto na lang. Ball na lang tayo. And you know what? We go to the basketball court. Play kami ng basketball. Maya-maya si Chloe playing with us also. I don't know why is it so. Parang meron dun sa isa na gusto mo rin and then here. Diba? Parang may kulang palagi. You look at this in the farm. I lived in Bulacan before. Meron kami mga farms doon. You put yung cow sa isang grass field. And then, punong-puno ng grass, diba? You put barbed wires in the middle. And then, of course, the cow would be on the other side, maybe the left side. Maya-maya, what will you observe? The cow sticks out its neck dun sa kabilang side ng barbed wire para kumain ng grass dun sa kabila. But the thing is, isang field lang yon, nilagyan mo lang ng barbed wire sa gitna, gusto niya sa kabila pa. What does that tell us? Do you remember this saying, the grass always seems greener on the other side of the fence? Parang laging merong yung iba na gusto mo na wala ka. Kahit na mas marami na sa'yo. Because there will always be something that you lack that only God can fill. That is why Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know what the context of that verse is? Contentment. You can only be contented in life if God, if Jesus Christ is in you. Otherwise, you will still look for many things and you cannot find them. Number three, we may enjoy the fruits of our labor in this world, but we will never be contented if God is not present. That is what I'm saying. You can have everything in this world. Siguro pagka mag-work kayo, makaipon kayo, makasave kayo, and then you would think, siguro okay na to. Before, pagka nag-open ako ng internet, may naka-flash kagad sa Yahoo, di ba? Mga doon, mga 7 best tourist destinations in the world. Tama? Nakikita nyo ba yan? Minsan nakalagay, the 10 most outstanding, ano yun, yung place for retirement. Sabi ko, wow, pag nag-retire kaya ako, makakapunta kaya ako sa kahit isa man lang dito. Ang gaganda ng place. And sabi ko, siguro kahit na retired ka na, you go there. Akala mo, okay na lahat. Pero you know what? If God is really not in your life, you will still look for more. Kasi anything this world can offer will not suffice to what you will need. The most important thing that you need really, actually, it's not a thing, it's a person, is God, Jesus Christ. Because if you have Jesus Christ in your life, you have everything already. You have everything already. Here's one thing I've noticed, ano? Kung bakit ba naman pagka time na ng preaching or ng message, saka ang hirap-hirap kontrolin ng antok mo. There are times na gusto mong matulog, hindi ka makatulog. Pero pag, sabi nga namin, gusto niyo makatulog at find some rest, attend worship service and stay until the message time. Maya-maya lang, you will find your rest. Sabi ni Jesus Christ, come to me, all of you who are tired and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Sabi ko naman, gusto mo, sumama ka na kaya kay Jesus Christ. Dito muna tayo. Dito muna. Wag muna rest na ganun. Okay? Anyway, everybody back? Sige, let's continue. Before I explain this, there's one very important thing that I would like to let you know. Ano? You know what? The devil or Satan, he will actually do everything to hinder you from coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ. You know why? Because this is the history. This is the story. Satan was there with God in heaven at the start. Do you know that? Okay. And all the fallen angels, they are there. Now the time came when they rebelled, led by Satan, and God just sent them away. Okay, you go out. Wala na kayo dito sa heaven. That's why they went. And saan sila punta? And now they are here in this world, in this earth. The Bible describes Satan as a roaring lion waiting for an opportunity to devour. So it means they are just there, they are in this world, doing everything to hinder us from coming to know our Lord. And why is it so? Because the destination, because the ending of Satan and the fallen angels is already sure, already determined. The book of Revelations, if you will read it, especially chapter 19 onwards, it will say that at the end of time, at the great white throne judgment, when God will give the sentence already, Satan and the fallen angels, together with the Antichrist, they will be sent to hell. The punishment is hell already, and it is determined. But for people like us, it's not yet hell. Am I right? The Bible gives us or tells us that we still have opportunity to be saved. That's why Jesus Christ came into this world, to save people. You know that? Now, if you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Bible says you will have eternal life. John 3:16. We will have eternal life. We will go to heaven. Do you think Satan wants that? No. All Satan wants is actually this. Because his destination is already determined, he wants to influence as many people as possible so that he can bring with him as many people or as many souls of people as possible to hell. Why would you want to go with him when you can go to God in heaven? Diba? Ang gusto lang naman ni Satan, idamay ka. Do you think Satan has any concern about your soul? No. All he thinks about is to influence you so that he can bring you with him in hell. Do you think Satan can still win the battle against God? No. But why is he still fighting? Ito yung, there's one movie that I've watched, and this is what really struck me. Sabi nung nagre-represent ng Antichrist. Just one soul that we can bring with us in hell, we know we put pain in God's heart. So hindi man daw nila mapanalo yung laban, at least nasaktan naman daw nila si God kahit papano. By being able to influence a soul to go with them in hell. Now you might think, Pastor, alam ko yan. Pag nandiyan si Satan, aayain ako. Siyempre hindi ako sasama. Tama naman. And Satan knows that already. That's why the Bible says Satan is so wise. In fact, he can even disguise himself as an angel of light. That you would think you are dealing with a very good entity Only to find out you are deceived. Niloloko ka lang pala. It was just a disguise. Here's the thing. Sino naglalaro sa inyo ng mga video games dito? Yan. Sige, kahapon umami na kayo eh. Okay. Ito sasabihin ko sa inyo, an eye-opener. Look how subtle the approach was, ano, or the approach is. Sa game, you will have friends and you will have enemies. Where in the world can you find a friend as a monster, a demon, or devil that will help you accomplish a task? Saan mo lang makikita yan? Sa video games. Naalala ko dati yung mga Yu-Gi-Oh pa. No? You call, di ba yung tumatawag ka ng, ano, ng monster? I summon! You know? Tapos you find, you will find out as a kid, a boy or girl, playing that, tapos biglang siya rin meron ng chinachant. And one time nag-uusap kami ni Pastor Jay, if you know him, kasi cousins. Sabi niya sa akin, may na-encounter daw siya ano eh. He was dealing with the boy. The boy knows some chants already na pag binasa mo pala yung talagang history ng game, you will see that chant actually is a curse that the boy is mentioning to the end. Hindi na dun sa yung monster, dun na mismo sa person playing the game without the boy knowing it. Okay, baka kayo may mga chinachant-chant na kayo dyan kapag naglalaro kayo, hindi nyo pa alam. You're calling a curse already. Pero you know what? Summoning a monster is actually one act that is very, very common na nangyayari. Yung pinopossess without the person knowing, nag-i-invite ka na pala ng evil spirit to come even into your life. You know that? Akala mo naglalaro ka lang, pero they are trying to communicate with you. Saan ba nagsimula yung mga spirit of the glass, spirit of the coin na yan? Saan nagsimula? Sa game lang. Kala lang ganun game lang yon. They don't know that the enemy actually is the demons or evil spirits are there roaming. They're just waiting for an opportunity, for an opening that they can enter your life. And here we are playing with it. Naglalaro ka lang, tumatawag ka, akala mo bakit ganun. You are being influenced na pala. And look at the violence. My son and my daughter, pagka nag-uusap sila, naglalaro lang yun ah. Oh, I'll kill you! Sabi ko, halika nga rito, come here. What did you say? Daddy, it's just a game. Ano mga game ka dyan? I'll kill you. Wow, where did you learn that? And yung mga cartoons na pinapanood ngayon, akala ninyo ganun-ganun lang. Before tuwan-tuwa na yung mga kids ko, yung mga Mickey Mouse, no, yung mga ganun. And then later on, hindi na contented sa Mickey Mouse, gusto na yung Tom and Jerry. Mouse pa rin, pero Tom and Jerry, 'di ba, maya-maya pukpukan, no, yung kaya pala silang magkapatid, maya-maya may umiiyak na kasi yung isa pinukpok na. And then, hindi na ngayon contented. Sabi ko, oh, let's watch Tom and Jerry. Oh, I don't like that. Ayaw na ng Tom and Jerry. Gusto na yung mga regular show, Finn and Jake. Sabi ko, ano bang meron dyan? Makakita ko ako. Mambihir. Adventure time, nako. Sabi ko, ganyan na pala yung, ganyan na yung Tom and Jerry is very brutal na sa paningin namin. Sa kanila, boring na. Gusto na nila yung ganit. Yung may sunugan ng bahay, no? Yung sabi ko, look how subtle the approach was. You don't know, my kids, hindi ko alam ganun na pala ka-dangerous sa kanila yung pinapanood nila dahil ang gusto ko lang, nag-e-enjoy sila sa pinapanood. And then I found out, ganun pala yung effect. Sabi ko, oh, this one is banned. This one is banned. Banned. Hanggang natira yung ano na lang, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. ayaw pumayag. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Sabi ko, hindi na to pwede. This is banned. This one, banned na rin yan. Lahat, binaban ko na. Sabi ko, ganun pala. And then there was this, yung dragons, How to Train Dragons, yung Riders of Berk. Eh, syempre, tuwan-tuwa naman ako dahil very, ano eh, parang very harmless, ano? Parang napaka general patronage nung show na yon. Nag-download pa ako sa internet ng mga episodes kasi pagka yung gusto niyang manood noon, ako manonood ng basketball o dito ka sa laptop, manood ko diyan. Doon ako sa pinapanood ko. So I didn't know kasi nung naubos na niya kakapanood, paulit-ulit, I want more. Sabi ko, sige, tinuruan ko mag-YouTube. Okay, so you type this, go to YouTube, you type this. Alam na niya, sinulat ko pa yung paanong isusulat niya kapag ka magse-search siya. Maya-maya, nanonood ako ng basketball. Siya naman, nakikinig sa music. Masabi ko, medyo upbeat na yung music na yun ah. Tapos medyo umiingay na. Rock music na, maya-maya tumingin sa akin, Dad! Oh no! A 6-year-old boy, Dad! And when I looked at kung ano yung pinapanood niya, here's what I saw. Yung mga dragons doon, di ba napaka-harmless ng... Pambata masyado yung dragons doon, di ba? Pero doon sa tinitingnan niyang MTV na may rock music na yung background, yung dragons doon, puro sungay na, nagbubuga na ng apoy, nakakatakot na itsura. Puro death, death, death na ang nakalagay. Sabi ko, what? Ito na pinanonood ng anak ko, hindi ko pa alam. Sabi ko, bawal na rin to. Lahat bawal na. Ang natira na lang sa kanila papanoorin. Strawberry shortcakes, no? Ano na matitira papanoorin? Pero you know what? Akala natin ganun lang. Very subtle para lang approach. As early as kids time, bata pa, binibigyan na ng mga kasinungalingan ng enemies. You can actually have friends with demons and they will help you accomplish your task. In the Bible, that is the opposite. The demons or the evil spirits, they will try to break you. They will try to cause harm with you. And God is the only one that will help you accomplish your task or fulfill your task. Pero binabaliktad nila sa isip ng mga bata. Without you knowing it, ganun pala yung pinapasok ninyo. Ito yung napakahirap, yung napanood ko. I was watching also that time. Dragon Balls naman. Pero siguro, hindi na ninyo pinapanood to. Noong mga time ng mga students ko pa sila, pinapanood ko pa yung Dragon Balls before. Here's one episode, yung kay Goku tsaka kay Majin Buu. Pastor, alam mo ha? Oo, pinanood ko po yun. Grabe, hindi na niya matalo. And Goku was here doing, asking everyone, every person, to what? While he was raising his hand, asking everyone to raise their hands towards him, give him everything they have, give him every energy they have, give him every faith they have. That's the only way now that he can beat Majin. And he was able to do so. Pero what does that teach you now? It's like the savior of the world is who? Is Goku. You know kung papaano dine-destroy at dine-distort ng mga pinapanood natin yung dapat kaisipan natin na naka-focus lang kay God? That's how they do it. Without us knowing. Sabi ko, what if my kid now watches this and then later on I'll explain to him Jesus Christ and he will say, oh, just like Goku. Jesus Christ died on the cross and if we will give our faith to him, accept him as Lord and Savior, he will save us. Oh, I know that. Goku did that. Paano na? You know how hard it is, right? And that's what the enemy is doing now. Making us believe that these things are just harmless, simple things. Pero in the minds of the kids, they can be very harmful. In fact, in your minds, they can be very harmful pa without you knowing it. Trying to deceive you as early as now, so that you don't come to the point where you know your Lord and you will accept Him. And that's the problem. But here, I would like to introduce you again, reorient you with what Jesus Christ did. The kind of life, balik mo muna. Thank you. The kind of life with Jesus. The kind of life with Jesus Christ is abundant kind of life. John chapter 10, verse 10. Yun yung binasa natin kanina. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. When you say abundant life, it doesn't mean a rich life. It doesn't mean a prestigious kind of life. It doesn't mean you have or you own everything. No. An abundant life means it lacks nothing. Why? Because with God, you have everything. Kahit na simple life lang, you can have everything you need. Am I right? What would you rather have? Everything you want or everything you need? Because not everything that you want is good for you. Am I right? Not everything you want is good for you. But everything you need, God can provide. And Jesus Christ will if you trust Him. That's the kind of life that He is offering us. Secondly, a purposeful kind of life. Let's look at Romans 8:28. I want you to read this for yourself. For those who may not have their Bibles right now, you can listen to us. I will read this also. Romans 8:28. Or can we have somebody to volunteer to read this aloud? Romans 8:28. Read aloud lang. You don't have to come here. Just read it. Aloud. Who? Naya pa? Oh, who can read?
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
Okay, thank you. It is said there that God works for the good of those who love Him. So if you have Jesus Christ in your life, He will work in your life. Everything that He will be doing is for your own good. Would you believe that anything that comes from God is good? Yes. Sometimes, they are coming to us in a way na hindi natin laging na-appreciate, parang hindi favorable, but at the end of the day, you will find out it's still for your own good. Do you believe so? Yes, because if it's coming from God, it's for your good. The third one is a victorious kind of life. Romans 8:37. A victorious kind of life. What would you like to read?
Romans 8:37. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
Thank you. It is said they're more than conquerors. No, you are more than conquerors. Meaning, the things that take away the attention that we have from God, that we cannot control, you will now be able to control. Those things that you are failing, you will be able to succeed because God will help you. You know Nike? Nike. You know what Nike is? It means actually conqueror. And here, dito, di ba sa ang tagline ng Nike? Just do it. Why just do it? Because you're already perceived as a conqueror. So all you have to do is to just do it. And you will already succeed. That's the tagline. But you know what? In the Bible, we're not just Nikes or conquerors. The Bible says we are more than conquerors. It is said as hyper Nikes. More than conquerors. Nike na, hyper pa. O, di ba? You are more than conquerors in God. So we are victorious. Meaning, if you have Jesus Christ in your life will be victorious. Your life will be successful. You can be successful. So the question now is this. Would you like to have Jesus in your life now? Would you like to have Jesus in your life now? So yung last slide. Let me see. The Bible said, 1 John 5:12, He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Would you want to have Jesus Christ in your life right now? May I invite every one of you to please bow your heads down and close your eyes. Bow your heads down, close your eyes. And I want you to think about your relationship with God right now. The Bible said, if you have the Son of God, you have life. But if you do not have the Son of God, you do not have that life. How would you want to spend the rest of your life in this world? With God or without Him? Now Jesus Christ is telling you, if you invite me in your life, I will come in. I will help you. I will guide you. I will direct your life. In the very first place, I will save you from the punishment Would you want to have that kind of life? If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior right now, and you don't know how, I will lead you in the prayer. I will lead you in the prayer of acceptance, of repentance, and just inviting Jesus in your life. If that is your prayer, that you want to accept Jesus, may I ask for anyone to please raise your hand. Thank you. Don't open your eyes. Just stoop down, bow your heads. Thank you. Just raise your hand so I may see. Thank you. This is the time when you make the decision. Sabi natin kahapon, will you wait for the time when you cannot even talk anymore or cannot even walk anymore? So this is the best time. For the last time, may I see? For those of you who want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, can you please raise your hand? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Join me in this prayer, simple prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your message. Thank you for reminding us of our relationship with you. Thank you for making it clear that I need to prioritize you and I need to find meaning in my life through your Son, Jesus Christ. I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for repentance. I repent of the things that I have done against you, Lord. For all the sins I have committed, please forgive me. I now open my heart, open my life, and I invite you, Jesus Christ, to be my Lord and Savior. Save me from the punishment of hell. Save me from the wretched life. I pray, Lord God, that you will give me meaning in my life and that you will give me the eternal life. Thank you, Lord. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I will pray for everyone. Will you please, let's continue to be in the attitude of prayer. Our gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, thank you for this time that you have given us the opportunity to listen to your word and to be reminded from your word, Lord God, of how important it is to have you in our lives, to develop the relationship with you, to find meaning and purpose, and we can only have this through Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to speak in the hearts and minds of these young people, even through the course of this camp, that they will come to realize and really recognize Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior. And may they not leave this place, Lord God, without finding the purpose or the meaning of their lives. Thank you, Lord. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless everyone.